This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis traveled to parts of southern Colorado today to see the region's response to the pandemic, including visiting organizations aided by the state's COVID relief fund. Polis says positive case rates in Pueblo and El Paso counties are above the state average.
The better we can do with our testing, the better we can do with containing this virus, protecting our economy, growing our economy, and remaining open.
Polis says the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs and the fairgrounds in Pueblo are two of the state's largest testing sites. Officials say two rural counties have Colorado's lowest response rates to the 2020 census so far. Officials in Hinsdale and Mineral County say some people only live there half the year. Mineral County Commissioner Jesse Albright says most residents have P.O. boxes and that census mailers were not delivered to them until recently.
There's people that don't want to be counted here. They don't like just somebody coming and knocking on their door. 10 years ago, I was probably more along the lines of, well, why do you need to count me? Once you learn about something, you realize how important it truly is.
The official count could give Colorado an eighth seat in the House and also determines how federal funding is divvied up. Applications are coming in for the new panel that will redraw Colorado's congressional districts next year. It's the first time that the state is using the new voter-approved redistricting process. The application window closes in November. Another nice night in Colorado, mostly clear. This is CPR News.